The Humboldt Crabs are back on the North Coast this weekend after a big road trip last week and a much improved start to the Pacific Empire League. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Crabs in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest American Legion baseball and why it has been a very good season so far for one local team, who have been named the Humboldt Sports Baseball and Softball Players and Coaches of the Year, how College of the Redwoods and Cal Poly Humboldt are joining forces to help local coaches, and why it was one of the biggest weekends of the season at the Redwood Acres Raceway. But first up, the Humboldt Crabs enjoyed a much better start to this year's Pacific Empire League than they did a year ago. For the second straight summer, the Crabs faced a challenging road trip to open league play last week. But unlike last year, when they dropped their opening six league games at Healdsburg and Lincoln, this year the Crabs split those six games, including taking a weekend series against Lincoln. On Friday night, the Crabs opened their series against the Lincoln Potters with a 5-3 win before dropping game two of the series the following night, 8-5. But the Crabs would respond with a dominating victory in the series decider on Sunday night and ran out to a 14-5 win. They trailed 5-4 going into the sixth, but scored 10 unanswered runs late in the game to pull out an impressive 9-run win. The victory lifted the Crabs to 3-3 in the PEL and 15-3 overall. The Potters, who came into the series riding a 14-game winning streak, dropped to 2-2 and 17-3. Despite dropping their series last week against the Prune Packers in Healdsburg, where they won one of three games, it was a good road trip for the Crabs nonetheless. The local club returns to the North Coast this week and will play the Potters once again this weekend, this time at the Arcata Ballpark. The three-game series gets underway on Friday night, with first pitch set for 7 p.m, with game two on Saturday night and game three on Sunday afternoon. In local American Legion baseball, meanwhile, it has been a very good start to the season for the Northern Humboldt Giants, and that continued to be the case last weekend. The Giants hosted their own three-day, eight-team tournament and won all three of their games to take the championship. With the three wins, the Giants improved to 12-1. They defeated Siskiyou 12-2 in five innings in Sunday's tournament final. McKinleyville's Hunter Carper, who is enjoying an outstanding summer season with the team, hit two home runs over the weekend, including a grand slam in the team's opening game against Red Bluff. Another local team, Wild Cactus Baseball 15Us, also were in action at the tournament. Despite being a last-minute addition to the field after another team dropped out, the young Wild Cactus players impressed by winning two of their three games, including rallying for a 9-5 win over the Southern Humboldt 76ers on Sunday. The Humboldt Eagles 19Us were also in action over the weekend, traveling to play some games in Petaluma. On Saturday, the Eagles dropped two games, falling 11-7 to Yolo Post 77 in eight innings, and also losing 15-6 to the Leghorns Academy. The Eagles 19Us feature an all-star roster of players from throughout the county. Many of the local Legion teams will be back in action this weekend when they travel to play at the annual and much-anticipated Reno Summer Tournament. Also in local sports this week, South Fork's Lisa Todd has been named the 2025 Humboldt Sports Softball Coach of the Year after a big season in the dugout for the Cubs. Todd led a young South Fork team to a first Little Four championship in 35 years, and has the program poised to dominate the Little Four over the next few years, with several talented freshmen and sophomores on hand this year. Arcata High School's Troy Gazzetti was named Baseball Coach of the Year after another big run in the North Coast Section playoffs. Gazzetti and his players saved their best for last. After finishing fourth in the Big Five and not even qualifying for the HDNL postseason Charles Lakin tournament, Gazzetti and the Tigers won four straight section playoff games on the way to clinching a fourth section crown in eight postseasons. The Humboldt Sports Baseball and Softball Teams of the Year awards went to both Del Norte programs. The Del Norte baseball team ended an 11-year wait for a conference title, while the Del Norte softball team won a third straight Big Five championship. The baseball and softball players of the year, meanwhile, both also went to Del Norte. Senior pitcher Preston Daniels took home the baseball award, while senior shortstop Chloe Smith was named softball player of the year. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the Cal Poly Humboldt and College of the Redwoods athletic departments are joining forces to present a free coaching clinic this summer. The event will be held at Lumberjack Arena on the Cal Poly Humboldt campus on August the 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m. According to a press release announcing the clinic, all levels are welcome and all sports. More details about speakers and format will be announced closer to the date. And rounding out another busy week for North Coast sports, local racing fans were treated to two nights of action at the Redwood Acres Raceway over the weekend, with races on Friday and Saturday nights because of the Redwood Acres fairs. Jeremy Doss of Upper Lake enjoyed a big weekend, winning both Weekend Legends main events. As usual, the weekend action of fair racing concluded with the always popular boat race, with Tad Miller claiming the victory. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.